our good friends, Sabria and Karima. And then we have another friend who's entered our hot room today. Why, dear. So, listen, we're going to do some poetry. They got some poets they got together. It's like a little tag team. I asked them, could I be a part? But I don't know the words. And then we asked Quadir, was he a part? And he said, basically, his pen game too strong for them. That's basically what he said without saying it. So we going to let them start this poetry thing off so y'all can hear what's going on. Y'all ready, girls?
Yeah.
Okay, you see the hype. So let's go. Y'all ready?
One, two, three. They say the darker the flesh, the deeper the roots. But we're ostracized by our own people. So is that really true? Skin so infused with melanin that it could brighten a room. Yes, we are different shades, but I'm just like you.
I'm dark skinned.
I'm light skinned. But we get looked at differently.
I get asked, why you look so mad when I'm not even mad?
But wait, can I add? I always get asked, am I this or am I that, as if I'm not even black.
Oh, you pretty for a dark skinned girl.
Why you talk so white?
What you mean? Is it our fault or is it them stereotypes?
They say I'm too light to be black, but too dark to be white.
Got me looking in the mirror as if my skin isn't right.
They say the darker the flesh, the deeper the roots. But we're ostracized by our own people, so is that really true? Skin so infused with melanin that it could brighten a room. Yes, we are different shades, but I'm just like you.
I'm beautiful from the inside and out. Yeah, I'm looked at as if I'm the villain. I get taken off the magazines and TV shows.
Not to mention, lights can grow privilege. We get glorified as if we're a type of object.
Even the men that look like me don't even love me. The only time they love me is when my hair is out or when I'm half naked on a music video shaking my ass.
But what we fail to realize is colorism was invented by slave owners and implemented in the black community to oppress us.
They want to diminish our race by making us believe these stereotypes.
To be black differentiates our race in the world, but to be light, brown, or dark shouldn't differentiate us from each other.
They say the darker the flesh, the deeper the roots.
But we're ostracized by our own people, so is that really true?
Skin so infused with melanin that can brighten the room.
Yes, we are different shades, but I'm just like you.
Yes, check y'all out. I want to be like you.
Snap.
Oh, I'm good. Oh, listen. I haven't been to a poetry event. I gotta snap my fingers. That was popping. So what caused y'all to write that and go off like that?
Colorism.
Give me a little bit of yourself, please.
We had two topics, right? We had rape and colorism.
Yeah, we had rape and colorism.
Okay.
And we chose colorism.
Yeah.
Because we could be more creative
with colorism. I don't know how to talk about rape.
Okay.
And I feel as though that's really touchy, and I don't want to give, I don't want to give up the wrong facts and get someone,
That was popping. Check y'all out, tag team. So, Quadir with the pen game that's so strong. You ready?
Yeah,
come into the mic. Like, you popping. Let us know all about it. Okay, let's get you stable.
Cool. I'm a poet.
Tell us about it.
I mostly started in high school. I go to CCP now.
Okay.
Mostly I started in high school. It was mostly just because, like, I had nothing to do after school. And my school had this thing called PYPM. It's Philadelphia Youth Poetry Movement.
Okay.
We mostly was battling against other schools. And, like, it was just, like, a lot of schools there. They all had, like, different poems. They were, like, the common ones, like, bullying, depression.
Okay.
Sadness. And there were other poets who were just like, yo, today I made a sandwich.
Okay.
I ate that sandwich.
Right.
That was a good sandwich. And then that was it. And then I was just like, wow. Yeah, so when I started out, I wasn't really that good. But, you know, that's how everybody starts.
Yeah, yeah.
And mostly I'm just this now. I'm not.
No, you're a beast. Let's talk heavy. You ready?
No, the way I think of it is just like, I don't consider myself a poet. It's just be like, that's a level I'm not at yet. And it makes me work harder. And I call my poems trash just because, like, well, for two reasons. Just for trash, just because I want to, like, one day be able to say, yeah, my poems are on that level of, like, hotness.
Okay.
Then, like, when someone else be like, oh, your so-and-so is trash, you're bad, and they can't really say that because, like, I said that before I even start the poem. So, really, what are y'all really saying?
Right. Let them know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
We ready for you.
I got two poems. Well, one and a half, because, like, one's not finished yet. I'm going to finish it, just not now.
No problem.
Yeah, so the first one is called Reasons, /I'm. Sorry if y'all not able to, like, hear me pronounce words, just because I have a lisp and a bad stutter. I'm working on it, but, like, you know.
You know, we're here.
Yeah. This is called Reasons/I'm. I'm the gangbanger who's going to be stuck on the corner all his life. The reason why the old lady gripped her purse so tight. The reason why the police patrol the streets at night. I'm the monster in your closet. The badass influence your mom's told you about. I do not know how I got the title. See, I never realized my black skin was a problem till I was 9 years old and I watched my brother get hit with nine holes so I could run home and tell my moms that I had to watch her son die. That night, I had to watch my moms cry 9 times. If you are wondering, my brother was only victim 999. I'm the reason why store owners look around the corner. They know if I don't shop right, they'll turn me into a target. Then I won't get the right aid I'll need. Then I'll get the dollar store, Dollar Tree, bottom dollar doctor who says pop two of these, then call me in the morning, which means pop two of these, then get popped in the morning, pop two of these, then get shot in the morning, pop two of these, then leave my mom's morning. I'm the reason why you're scared to go outside at night. The reason why Martin and Malcolm had to die that night. I'm the reason for genocide and the reason for why your homes are being gentrified. Isn't it funny how two different words have two different spellings but one similar meaning? I'm the reason for that. I'm the reason for why you're only seen as a girl and not a queen. I'm the reason why that dead body is not being buried as a king. I'm the reason for it. I'm not sorry for it. I am you.
Okay. Oh, let me get my snaps on. I'm about to go off. Get my snaps. Check you out. So what inspired that joint? What inspired you to go off?
So, like, it was mostly, like, I was just jotting down, like, there's a lot of stuff that, like, I get blamed for that I have nothing to do with. Okay. And that's just in general with black people. Like, the line about, like, my brother getting shot, that's not really about my brother in particular. That's just, like, it was a neighborhood kid.
Right.
It was a neighborhood kid who, like, went to, like, this playground. And, like, it was, like, a shootout were happening around my way. And, mind you, I didn't know him personally, but whenever we saw each other, just be like, what's up? And then everybody else who actually did go outside, because I was inside playing PlayStation and GTA. So, yeah, they all was like, oh, man, that's my little brother. And, yeah, that he was just like, I guess, the neighborhood brother, I guess.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't got a name for the second piece. I might call it the second piece, The Hood, just because,
Okay, yes, figure it out with us. Let us know.
All right, so it goes like this. See, I'm not saying I agree with what they did. I'm just saying you cannot judge the hood for how it says I love you back. You see, I don't know how it is down here. You see, there's no greater honor in my hood than when a shrine is created in your honor. Mothers light the candles they save for special occasions. Girls lay down Walmart teddy bears their ex-boyfriends gave to them. Everyone knows your name. Your birthday becomes a holiday, and that's the end of it. And yeah, I don't.
Oh, I'm about to say my birthday a holiday. Yeah, I'm ready.
You gotta finish that one.
That's what you was drinking on yesterday.
Yeah.
I think you should call it. You see.
Yeah.
We figuring out. You gonna have it finished for us? Come back, finish it.
Probably. Yeah.
Okay, don't be giving us no probably hello. We'll see him back to finish this masterpiece he's working on. My good friend Sabria here. You wanted to do another one?
Yeah.
Quick thing, can I use your bathroom?
My bathroom, on the mic. He wants to hear the bathroom. He doesn't know that we're recording live, and he's asking me to use the bathroom.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, no problem. So he has to go to the bathroom, y'all know, because y'all listening, and the bathroom is upstairs. You'll see it when you go up. Don't worry. Wash your hands when you're done.
Thank you. I'm sorry y'all had to hear that. So
you good. You ready for your... Yeah, peace.
Yeah.
All right, we tuned in. We ready.
How are you capable to tell others who I am? How is he allowed to walk away? Excuses, excuses. What they do to save their own. But when it comes to me, I get dirt thrown. I get kicked. I get spit on. I'm a thug. He has PTSD. I get killed. They take out all the positive on my name and feed people the negative. Trayvon Martin smoked weed. Mike Brown stole. Well, we march is chaotic. But when they march is patriotic? We're still living in the 50s. I thought Jim Crow was done, but it still lives in hearts. Lynched because his mother was a Black Lives Matter activist. Shot because he looked like the neighborhood thief. I just want to know why am I dying and he's not. Why I get life while he's commemorated. Why I have to see fear when I look into your eyes, Mr. Protect and Serve. You can have an eyewitness to my death and still say he's innocent. You see me, you whip out your gun. You see him, you yell freeze. If you think he's armed, shoot him. You hate me. Just say you do. You can't stand me. You hate my hue. You hate my naps, but you love my music. My style, my language, but you hate me. If anything, you should get dirt done on your name, you thief, you liar, you killer, you racist. I bet you want to shoot me. Go ahead. Because to you, I'm a threat. But to them, I'm a poet, I'm a friend. I'm a student. I'm A. Sorry, I couldn't finish. I died.
Oh, wow. Oh, snap. Snap. I'm getting a snap. Check y'all out. Y'all just be going off. So, wait, what caused you to write that, John?
I don't know. Do you remember the shooting that happened in California in the bar with all the college students?
Mm-hmm.
That's what inspired me. So the part when I said I'm a thug and he has PTSD, they ended up saying that the man had PTSD right. instead of saying, all right, he a terrorist.
Yeah,
but
like,
if I was to shoot up a place, I'm a thug, I'm a terrorist, I'm all of that. So I just wanted to put that in there. And then it's also just police brutality in general.
We was talking about that.
Yeah, I was I'm in African American history at my school, and we at that time we was talking about police brutality, and I'm like, you know what, this don't make me mad. Let me write about this real quick, and I just wrote about it.
Yes, I love how you express yourself. You got any final words you want to give out to the people?
I don't think so. Poetry is cool. Poetry not dead.
Yes, let them know. Snap.
Yeah, snap, please.
Thank you for tuning in to the Petty Wednesday podcast. Petty Wednesday is your midweek reminder that life is short. Let's joke a little, laugh a lot. You can find Petty Wednesday on Instagram, Petty Wednesday, Facebook, Petty Wednesday, and sometimes on Twitter, Petty Wednesday. And make sure y'all download the mobile app, Petty Wednesday, available on all devices.